City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Windy City Queer Cast. This is show number 44.
44?
44! That's, middle-aged.
That is.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny, and you know what's exciting is that we're down here at the old Victory Gardens Theater, which is now called the Victory Gardens Greenhouse. We've just come out of Say You Love Satan, the new show with About Face Theater, and you're going to be hearing the interview from the playwright, Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, who you may know is a fantastic Marvel Comics writer, writes the Fantastic Four, and also writes Spider-Man. But Peter and I had a night free. We decided to pop on down here. And who do we run into at the theater? Because this is the show and the place to be. But Jerry Nunn of Jerry Potter's Picks. Jerry, how are you?
I'm great. I was excited to run into you guys.
I know.
It's a small world.
Chicago's real tiny. You know, it's just like that.
So what did you think of the show, Jerry?
I had a blast. And I'm glad we saw it on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
It's spooky.
Very scary. Spooky.
Spooky.
Yeah, it was very appropriate.
Yeah. So have you dated a satanic guy before?
Oh, gosh. Not that I know of. I've dated some pretty scary characters.
I don't know about satanic, but I've dated some crazy people who might fall into that. Yeah, like those bad exes that it's sort of uncomfortable to see them on the street. And you sort of, those people you cross the street when they're coming. And you don't want to,
you want to put salt around you.
Right. It's salt circle.
You know, it's this interesting theme in this play that I think is really universal, is why I think people will like this show, is that, you know, sometimes we avoid the people who are too good.
Absolutely.
You know, it's happening on Grey's Anatomy right now. You know, she's into McDreamy. He's kind of bad. He's kind of married. It's all been very naughty. And then she has good guy Vet Flynn, played by Chris O'Donnell. So it's this theme that is the great conflict, isn't it? To move towards somebody who's light and good for us as opposed to moving toward people who are dark and bad for us. And why is that so attractive?
Well, yeah, it's interesting because I mean, all the bad boys that I've been with, God, that's been great sex.
Yeah.
It's just been not good.
And that was kind of in the play there, too, wasn't it?
Exactly. Well, there was that whole theme of, back and forth, light and dark, but at the end of it, we're not going to tell you, Dan. You just have to watch. You have to come
and
see
really,
it.
It's really such a fun show, and hot guys and cute, spunky, pseudo mega Mulally-ish type fag hag, which we love.
Yeah.
And the earthy, the crunchy.
The crunchy.
The crunchy Megan Mullally.
She had some fierce purple going on. It was really good.
She is right there.
Yeah, she's hanging out in the lobby trying to go home.
Yeah.
But, Well, Jerry, what are you looking forward to doing on Halloween to kind of keep this whole Satan and Halloween type spooky theme for our night?
Yeah, on the picks for next week, I talked about different Halloween things. So, Halloween headquarters, which is like a huge block of things to do. And, you can rent, you can buy all your costumes there. But, they have everything in the sun.
What was your best costume you ever? What was your favorite thing from being a child to now that you were for Halloween?
I was in the show at Navy Pier, the big Halloween show. So I did
Navy pirate. Fear.
I did
Navy
some,
Fear.
That's what it was. Navy Fear, And I did all the pirate stuff. And I just really had fun with that. I had fun working the crowds with that. And being in the shows and actually being on a boat, being a pirate, was so much fun. It was actually
Jay Potter.
So that was so much fun, and to be on the actual boat, Mutiny on the Bounty. It's the Bounty that actually was in the old film.
You're going to be in that ring of hell that the Disney musical people are in, Jerry. This is all I can tell. And what about you, Peter? Because I saw you a couple years ago. You were such a cute little cheerleader.
Oh my God! Everyone pulls the drag card every time they talk about my Halloween.
Are you going to shave this year?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be the man behind the goatee. You notice I cut half of it off, so half the goatee is gone.
Kind of
I'm kind of moving there. I don't know. I think one of my favorite costumes that I ever did one year for when I lived on the north side. I bought a boy outfit and I bought a girl outfit, and I just cut them both in half and stitched them together.
Oh, wow.
So I went as half and half.
I love that.
That's cool.
It was really fun. I had a lot of hair at the time, so I was able to put extensions in the girl's side, and I buzzed the boy's side short because I knew I was going to cut my hair. So it turned out really cool. I think that was my favorite things. Although the way that the outfit was put together, you know, I tend to hang to the right, so I was hanging on the girl's side, which is sort of funny because
you dressed wrong.
People kept grabbing my skirt and like, oh, there's boy there. I was like, get your hand out of here.
Why? Did you get pictures of that? I'd like to see that.
You know what? I don't know where any of that is, but I went to the, honestly, I don't know where any of it is, but I went to the Village North because they were doing Rocky Horror all the time, and they did a Rocky Horror picture show on Halloween night, and I entered the contest and I won. And what did I win?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Just a season ticket to see Rocky Horror Picture Show. So anytime I wanted to go at the Village North, they knew who I was, and they're like, oh, you're that half and half boy. I was like, yeah, great. Thank
you. Yeah, great.
Not Peter, that half and half boy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I can recite all the Rocky Horror stuff over and over.
I horrified my college sorority girls because, you know, I would not show up at swaps and stuff. I was in a sorority, a Southern sorority, which is really being in a sorority, right?
You don't have big enough hair.
I did. I should bring the pictures. We should post them on the
Queercast
site.
Yeah.
I got the big bows and the big bangs. The bangs that I used to like. I'd roll two curls and then you spritz them apart with your fingers, and then you just spray it. It's like a donut. So bad. Man. I did have them with a big bow in the back of my hair. But one year I went for a Halloween party on campus. I went in a white nightgown that I kind of put like green moss on and green face, and I went as Natalie Wood, who had just fallen off the boat when
That's
she
creative.
Was with. So it was very good. Hey, we have cast members coming up over here. We've got Scott Duff, who portrays a lot. Say hi to the Windy City Queer Cast.
Hey, Windy City Queer Cast. How you doing?
And he is hilarious in this show, and you'll see him change many, many masks in it. And we were talking about the craziest Halloween costume one had ever done. Do you have a crazy Halloween costume?
Oh, my craziest. My best one was Macy Gray. I know, it was terrible. I had to talk to all of my African-American friends. I'm like, okay, because I went a little darker, though. I'm of European descent, for all of you listening out there. So I had to make sure that it was all covered.
Black essence makeup.
Exactly. But no, it wasn't. It was just more like light Egyptian. But I had the great, like, fro. Right. Got these fantastic platform boots with clear heels that had dice in them.
Oh, fabulous. Feeling lucky, boy.
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
I think we called you Messy Gray that night.
Yes. I love me some Messy Gray.
I actually remember that.
Were you high the whole time? You should have been high the whole time.
He was.
No.
You have a joint prop.
No,
what
did
you sound not all the time.
What did you do? Oh, I tried to do the accent, but then that's the thing that I realized. When you go out and drag, especially if you're not pretty as a woman, such as me, you have got to stay in character because you are not a dear friend of mine. Once told me, Scott Duff, you are not a drag queen, you are a comedian. If you drop the character, it gets terrible.
Why are they all standing out there looking? The whole
because
cast is standing out there.
That's a good way to wrap this up. We want you to stay tuned and listen to the Queercast. We're going to be interviewing the fabulous Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, the playwright of Say You Love Satan, and also the fantastic and dear friend of mine, Scott Ferguson, who is the director who also directed both the Xena Live shows with me. And so stay tuned. We got that. And
we've got news.
Giveaways.
We've got Logan, as usual. Logan Schwarzenegger from the Putnam County School of Daniel Spelling Bee.
And stay tuned because it's going to get spooky this week on the Queercast.
Great stuff.
After this.
We saw a funny, funny musical called Altar Boys.
Everyone's raving about Altar Boys, the new musical comedy and winner of the Outer Critics Award for Best Musical.
Just knocked us out of our seats. I couldn't believe the dancing.
I find myself just smiling, and I look around, and everybody had this big smile plastered on their face.
It's really funny.
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 Over the top.
It's a musical that is absolutely hysterical.
Really incredible.
Unbelievable. The boys were awesome.
I believe in the Altar Boys.
They didn't even have to sing. They could have just stood up there.
It's fantastic.
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 The Altar Boys give dynamite performances with infectious energy, raves the New York Times. Their songs are convincing enough to be on MTV. The critics agree, it's hysterical. Altar Boys, you'll laugh your mass off.
All my expectations were fulfilled.
Altar Boys, the award-winning musical comedy currently rocking Chicago through October 29th at the LaSalle Bank Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Broadway and Chicago box offices. Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Photos Dance Chicago is celebrating its 15th anniversary season with their fall engagement at the Athenaeum, October 28th and 29th. The performance will feature Chicago premieres and company favorites, including works from Shapiro and Smith and Lar Lubavitch. Critics have applauded Photos Dance Chicago as breathtakingly athletic, fiercely complex, and powerfully beautiful. For tickets and information, visit ThodosDanceChicago.org, ThodosDanceChicago.org.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Your amazing skills of deception can trick a deer into thinking we're just a tree out for a walk, or a shrub having a cup of coffee.
Shrub having a coffee.
Tirelessly you perfect your artistry. The squiggly black line, the blob, the slightly larger blob, all in spectacular shades of green.
Green, green, green.
Thanks to you, we look fabulous in or out of the forest with a suit that can be easily accessorized with face paint and a few twigs.
Dressed to kill.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker. Because when it comes to blending in, you really stand out.
Mr. Camouflage Suitmaker.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative. Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
And for the week of October 15th, 2006, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents the world premiere of Argonautica, The Voyage of Jason and the Argonauts, written and directed by Mary Zimmerman. Set sail in this ancient epic tale of the quest for the Golden Fleece. Argonautica begins October 18th at the Looking Glass Theater in the Water Tower Waterworks on Michigan Avenue at Pearson. Phone 312-337-0665 or visit Looking Glass Theater. THETRE.org.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company presents Gore Vidal's political satire, The Best Man, an examination of the nature of people who are drawn to power and the lengths they might go to obtain the highest public office in America. What kind of fiction is that? The Best Man runs through November 5th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater. That's 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets and information, call 773-871-3000 or visit Remy Bumpo, REMYBUMPPO.org.
Dating is hell, especially when you fall in love with the son of Satan. About Face Theater presents Say You Love Satan, a diabolical gay romantic comedy now through November 11th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets, call 773-871-3000. Tickets are selling fast, so buy yours today.
Meet the Hubbard Family of Alabama in Lillian Hellman's Another Part of the Forest, now at Writers Theater, the envy of the South in 1880. The Hubbard Family is deeply human, uniquely Southern, and has a reputation for success at any cost. For more on Another Part of the Forest, playing now at the Intimate Writers Theater, call 847-242-6000 or lock on to writerstheater.org.
About Face Theater and Looking Glass Theater Company present Clay, a one-man hip-hop musical written and performed by Matt Sachs. Sachs is a powerhouse, says the Chicago Tribune, and Windy City Times encourages you to rush out right now and get your tickets. Clay, playing now at Looking Glass Theater Water Tower Works. Call 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, pick up Windy City Times or check us out at windycitytimes.com.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News.
Conflict in California. The state Supreme Court refused to get involved in a legal fight over same-sex marriage, declining an appeal from Arthur Smelt and Christopher Hammer, a gay California couple who were denied a license to wed in 2004. However, in Long Beach, the city council has unanimously approved a resolution in support of same-sex marriage. The resolution places Long Beach among 38 other California cities that have passed similar measures.
In New York, Elliot Spitzer, the state's attorney general running for governor who holds a commanding lead in the polls, made a strong declaration concerning gay marriage, the New York Times reported. Before the Empire State Pride agenda, the state's leading gay lobbying group, Spitzer said that we will make same-sex marriage law in New York. Yay!
And the world's first museum exhibition about homosexuality among animals at the Oslo Natural History Museum in Norway is now on display. Geir Suli, the organizer of the exhibit titled Against Nature, said, quote, "We may have opinions on a lot of things, but one thing is clear. Homosexuality is found throughout the animal kingdom. It is not against nature." The crowd-pleasing exhibits include two stuffed female swans on a nest, a photo of two giant erect penises flailing above the water as two male right whales rub together. That's confusing and confounding. And something vaguely described as explaining homosexuality among beetles. The insect kind, not the John, Paul, George, Ringo kind. So head on over to Oslo Natural Museum the next time you're in Norway. And that's your Windy City Queercast News.
This is Logan Schwarzengrubenier from the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is nosediving faster than Congressman Mark Foley's career. Between Senator Allen's racial slur, Bob Woodward's scathing book, and the probable loss of a seat in Congress over Foley's naughty emails, this has not been a good week for the GOP. But, as my dad say, the Republicans have made their cake. And now, even though it tastes like macaca, they got to eat it. This is Logan Schwarzengrubenier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, and that's the bee in my bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
Great moments in gay culture. Judy at the Palace, Liza at Radio City, and Logan at the Bee. That's right, Logan Schwarzengrubenier, America's favorite half-Jewish, biracial, daughter of two gay dads, invites you to the first ever gay night at the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee on Sunday, November 5th at 6:30 p.m. See Logan live on stage in a bee that will make the Christian right go crazy. Mention the code GAY when ordering and get tickets for only $39. Call 312-902-1400 or visit spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago to order your tickets now.
The LaSalle Bank Chicago Marathon on October 22nd is an event that brings elite athletes and weekend warriors from across the globe, 50 states, and all walks of life together to experience Chicago in an incredible way. We invite you to experience the marathon as a spectator as it passes through 15 Chicago neighborhoods on a course lined with bands and performing groups. For information on the marathon, community partners, and great savings available through the free LaSalle Bank Chicago Marathon Community Card, visit us at chicagomarathon.com/experience.
Thank you, parents. We hope you enjoyed the fifth graders' orchestra recital.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Hey, thanks for watching the kids.
Anytime.
How were they?
Good.
No problems?
Nope. Oh, and I taught Noah his multiplication tables, and I've got Wendy reading Shakespeare.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
Hey, Billy.
Hi, Mr. Schmidt.
What are you doing in the bushes?
Oh, I was getting your newspaper.
My newspaper?
Yeah, I must have been off balance when I threw it and I totally missed the porch.
Oh.
I just didn't want you to have to go looking for it.
Thanks, Billy.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Altar Boys, the award-winning musical comedy spoof of a fictional Christian pop group questioning their faith in each other. For tickets, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
And this is your Windy City Queercast giveaway. If you want to go see Late Night Catechism at the Royal George Theater Center, send us an email, wcmgpromo@aol.com. Put late night in the heading and also send along your full name and your address so that we can mail you out those tickets. Folks, this is a hysterical show. If you have not seen it, I highly recommend you try and get these tickets. It's so much fun. You don't even need to be Catholic to enjoy it. It'll make you laugh the entire time. Once again, I've got tickets to see Late Night Catechism at the Royal George. Send us an email. WCMGPromo@AOL.com.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
He calls a singer, goes on singing like a song is her best friend.
Hi, this is Linda Etter, and you're listening to Windy City Queercast.
Here's the rain.
Am I going to have trouble with you?
Yes, but I don't think I'll have any with you. As for you, I hope you like it rough. Did that happen? Did that really
did
just...
Did you smell that, Jared?
Yeah, it's like fireworks.
Not fireworks. Brimstone.
In Say You Love Satan, About Face Theater shows how frighteningly hilarious it can be to find Mr. Perfect. Roberto Aguirre Sacasa, well known by comic book fans as the writer of the Fantastic Four and Spider-Man series for Marvel Comics, brings this comedy to the GLBT community here in Chicago with director Scott Ferguson of Schoolhouse Rock Live fame and Xena Live fame at the helm. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey.
Hello, hello.
Now, let's talk a little bit, Roberto. Tell us about the story of Say You Love Satan and how did this come from anything real in your life, or what was the seed for this play?
You know, we call it kind of like an occult comedy, and it's about a graduate student named Andrew who is doing his laundry one rainy Friday night, and he meets someone, like you said, who seems to be the perfect guy, totally cute, very, very smart and well-spoken, an excellent dancer, lots of disposable income, and, you know, what Andrew sort of comes to discover is that this guy claims to be the devil's son, and is the devil's son, or maybe something even worse than that, like the ultimate kind of like boyfriend from hell. It's how it works as a metaphor, and it kind of is loosely based on an actual my life, and I don't even know if you know this, Scott, but I was dating this guy named Malcolm, and me and all my friends really really liked him, but he always wore a baseball cap to all of my dates.
You did not.
Every time we went on a date, and we were all like, "What's up with baseball cap Malcolm?" we're like, maybe he, and everyone was of course like, well, his hairline's receding. And then everyone was like, yeah, either his hairline's receding or he's got 666 on his forehead and he doesn't want you to see it.
Oh my God.
and like from that, I started to imagine what it would be like to date the devil's son. Also, there was like this Winona Ryder movie. Like, I can't remember what it was called. I think it was called like Lost Souls. But like, I think I never actually saw it, but I vaguely remember the trailer was sort of like Winona Ryder was like shrieking, "Great, I meet this guy that I love, and he turns out he's the Antichrist." And it just like, it sort of like kind of all coalesced into this play.
Now, Scott, what spoke to you about this play, and why were you so excited for About Face Theater to do it?
The thing that I love about Roberto's play is it really is hilarious. He has an amazing ability to create natural speech that sounds like people making jokes. It's a very sort of modern sensibility that he has, and it sounds like you're watching people coming up with silliness, you know, off the top of their head. It's very natural. And the play is then, you know, centered, like he's giving you a little plot structure, and so you find yourself watching this play that is ridiculous in its, you know, in its story, but in a really funny, realistic way, in an odd sense of the word. Like, you all of a sudden, you are completely buying these characters, and you're completely buying the fact that he is actually dating Satan's son, and it's hilarious. So it's fun, and then it's also, you know, along, you know, it's funny and scary and sexy and all of that, and then at the same time, it also sort of brings a lot of things forward in terms of, like, relationships and what it's like to be in a really hellish relationship, or the nature of good versus evil, and what it's like to be in a relationship with someone who's actually so good you can't let that into your life as well. And it's just a very interesting play.
Now, Roberto, you have often combined in your work pop culture, comedy, now you're adding horror. You know, are these things that are stem from your days of comics and comic books? And how is that kind of feed your writing?
Sure. I've been a lifelong comic book fan. The way I kind of think about it is I've been a comic book fan a lot longer than I've been a theater fan, but I've been a playwright a lot longer than I've been a comic book writer. So the comics came first, and then I started writing plays, and then the playwriting led to comic book writing. So it was sort of like a backwards kind of way to get to comic book writing. But you're right. A lot of my work definitely is infused with pop culture. You know, just because, you know, I find that me and my friends, a lot of about what we talk about is movies and comic books and, like, novels and, like, you know, we have those touchstones, and I felt like, why not put those in a play? Why not, you know, and the horror stuff is just the same as I've been a comic book fan. I, like, you know, used to love and still love horror movies, and I used to stay late to watch, like, Saturday night chiller theater on our local television station and things like that. So I love kind of infusing those more genre elements, you know, like comic book stuff, horror stuff, pop culture stuff into, like, you know, as Scott said, a play that is on some level kind of a somewhat serious, although very funny, examination about relationships. Do you know what I mean? But, like, I definitely see that trend in my work.
So, I mean, adding the horror aspect to it, I think, is always a hoot. But you've also added the gay aspect to it a little bit. So, do you see a lot of...
A little bit?
Okay, I'm being modest. A lot.
It's gay.
tell us about sort of how you injected that into writing the play. I mean, relationship.
For me, it's sort of like... Oh, can you not hear me?
No, you're fine.
Okay, cool. There was a little, like, feedback or something on my phone. I'm gay, of course. And oftentimes, like, I'm also, I think, like, of the generation of playwrights where it's sort of like the characters are gay, but it's not like a gay identity play. Do you know what I mean? Like, like the drama isn't about, oh, my God, I'm gay, and I'm going to write a play about all my problems about being gay. It's sort of like, I'm gay, and then here's the story that I'm telling. In other words, it's not the defining trait of a character. But, like, you know, definitely I always think, gosh, if I can make a character gay or straight, why not make him gay for representation's sake? You know, I do feel that on some level. But it's also just like I do feel like, you know, gay relationships, although there's a certain universality to say of thing that not all my plays have, I do feel like gay relationships are a little different from straight relationships, and especially in the way that, like, couples relate and use humor to deal with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like a kind of natural fit in this case.
So Scott, who tell us who the characters are and what kind of cast you've assembled for this production.
We have a great cast. The the lead character, Andrew, is played by Josh Rollins, and he's the one who is dealing with the relationship issues and runs into this hottie McHottie at the laundromat, who is the son of Satan, and son of Satan is played by Jonathan Pereira, who is fantastic in the role as well. And then there are supporting characters, and Andrew is going through this sort of relationship issue where, like I was talking about, this nature of good and evil, where he's got this, well, Andrew says he's not my boyfriend, but he's in this relationship with a guy named Jared, who is played by Benjamin Sprunger, who is an About Face alum, if you will, who's been in he was in Take Me Out most recently with About Face.
It's super, super and cute.
Everybody yeah. saw all of Benjamin in Take Me Out.
He's so hot. Fucking hot. anyway, he is the boyfriend. He is the boyfriend or slash not boyfriend of Andrew. And then there is, of course, the sort of, if you will, quote, fag hag, the best friend of Andrew, who is played by Elizabeth Lido, who is absolutely hilarious in the role and has done many a thing here in Chicago and is quite well known as an actress in the city.
Now, is she a typical fag hag, or what's unique about that character?
She's her own version of it. She's just, you know, like the gay boy's best friend, who fag haggy in the sense of the word that she doesn't have a boyfriend and has had a very long time.
She has a gay boyfriend.
She's exactly. a gay boyfriend.
She's always dated gay men or scary druidic cult leaders. and then the other remaining characters in the play, there are three real characters and one dead body. And those are all played by Scott Duff, who is another About Face alum as well as an artistic associate who has, he was in both of the Xena Live productions that I directed for About Face too, and he's absolutely hilarious and is doing a great job creating these multiple characters.
Now, I mean, it just seems really apropos. You go from a show that's really accessible and fun and is still running in a huge hit, which is Schoolhouse Rock Live, that you helped create and directed, that still has such a huge life. And then you and I worked together on the Xena Live series. And, you know, were you surprised by, you know, it's kind of funny now. Xena's not a comic book character, though. She kind of has that comic book feel.
The larger than life thing.
Yeah. Were you surprised by the success of those shows?
I'm not surprised because I think what it does is it's a different type of theater. You know, there's so many different styles of theater, and that's a great thing about a city like Chicago, where you can really take risks and do things like comic book style theater. There's sort of a tradition of that in Chicago. We're sort of known for that here. And I think audiences here are just groomed for it. And it's fun and funny and silly and easy to watch. And it brings people out to the theater that wouldn't normally go, which I think is just a joy.
So now, Roberto, there's always been a lot of discussion about gay characters in the comics and in the comic book world, and especially in some of the more mainstream comic stories of which you contribute to and write. Where do you think that's going, gay characters in the comics?
You know, I think there is definitely more visibility, that there are more heroes are. I think that, you know, I think it's like everything, it's sort of being gay in a weird way is kind of becoming very mainstream. And I think that's happening in comic books, maybe a little more slowly than like primetime television or something, or theater for sure. But I think it's sort of becoming kind of much more prominent. Certainly homoeroticism has been around in comics since, you know, the day one.
Right.
So I think certainly there are lots of gay comic book creators. At Marvel there's a bunch of new gay characters. Like there's this young group called the Young Avengers, which is sort of like a teen superhero group. And a couple of the characters are gay and gay. That's like one of their mainstream hits, you know?
Right. So it's definitely, things are changing. And a company like About Face Theater can embrace that in a storytelling form and a narrative form for theater. Scott, what kind of audiences do you think are going to enjoy Say You Love Satan?
Yeah, that's one of the things I think that's so appealing about this play is, you know, it seemed on the surface to be a gay play, just in the nature of the like the poster design or whatever. But it's so accessible. It's basically about relationships and about and everyone has had that relationship, straight or gay. And so I think that this is a word of mouth play where people are going to come see it, they're going to have a great time, and they're going to tell their friends, see them, gay or straight, that they're going to have just as much fun as they did when they come see the play.
And what would you say are like three adjectives that describes your production of Say You Love Satan that you've put on with this great group of people?
I would say hilarious, sexy, and spooky.
Ooh, I love it. I heard that you were quoted as saying that it was kind of like that the script is kind of a cross between Dostoevsky and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. which I thought, well, that just screams Scott Ferguson right there. Let me tell you.
That's right.
Well, we hope everybody will come out and see Say You Love Satan. It's playing now at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater. That's 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. That's the old Victory Gardens. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like tickets, you call 773-871-3000, or it's easy just to visit aboutfacetheater.com. And guys, we so appreciate you being with us. We cannot wait to see the show, and we will send many, many people there. Just go to our website and check out the link and click right on through.
Fantastic. Thank you guys both for having us on.
And folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at wcmgpromo@aol.com.
And folks, we want to let you know we have a fantastic bowling party coming up. We're going to have Madge Weinstein, Wanda Wisdom. Both Amy and I are going to be there, and all kinds of queercasters from around Chicagoland. That's going to be Saturday, October 21st. That's this Saturday, people. If you want tickets, shoot me an email, peter@windycitymediagroup.com. And for all the details on that, you can check us out at windycityqueercast.com. Just click on the bowling pins. You'll find all the details. And folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.